Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. We are 2 out of 3 brothers talking about stuff. I don't sound great.
You
Hello,
sound
Brett.
Bully, how are you?
The listener is going to want an episode this week, so we have to do it.
Yeah.
For the listener.
Fine.
Okay.
I hope they are grateful.
Most of this episode is going to be you talking about Beyonce anyway, so that's okay.
Should we start?
You asked me just before we went on whether I went out last night. I did not. Last night I was at the Western United Women's Elimination Final
out
of the new Wyndham Regional Football Facility.
Oh.
Which is our new stadium out in Tarneit. And that was good. The power went out at the stadium.
Great.
Which was awkward. But
speaking of Beyonce, do you know when she did her one of her halftime shows?
Mm.
The power went out everywhere except the stadium. Like, it was using that much electricity.
Oh, really?
There was no power anywhere else.
Well, we were saying, it might be a bit embarrassing for Western United that the power went out. But, like, it's happened at the Gabba.
Yeah, it happens.
And
it happens.
It happened to Beyonce. So well,
yeah, no, it didn't happen. It happened around Beyonce.
She just drew
she
in
just
all the other power.
Got all the, said, I need all the power from, I don't know where it was that year.
From
Houston.
The town of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a drink to soothe my sore throat. I was also yelling at
football.
Let's be honest, Luke Beveridge, more than I was yelling at
the
footballers.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. But we talked about footy last week, and people expecting sitcoms are going to be disappointed again this week because we're talking about music. But while I was away with some friends, they tried Hard Solo for the first time.
Yeah.
And said it tasted like a lemon rusky.
Okay.
So it's been about 20 years since probably either of us have had a lemon rusky. So
I don't remember them being so hard to get out of the packet either.
Well, that because they were usually in someone's bathtub under ice. So this is a lemon rusky.
Let me just...
Because we've done some nostalgic movies. I thought we'd do a nostalgic drink.
This will be the weakest drink we ever drink on this podcast. I'm calling it now.
0.9 standards, which is, yes, the weakest we've had. They're also a third of the price of a Hard Solo.
Sorry, I couldn't. Have you read the description on the back? Vodka, brackets, not Russian.
Oh, good.
With refreshing taste of lemon. That
All right.
is so random.
Even though it's called a Rusky.
Yeah.
Anyway,
mm.
So I thought we'd try this.
They are a twist top this week too, which is good.
And it's not going to leave you in the studio.
Not going to leave you in the studio alone.
I thought, yeah, we'd try this to see how it does compare to the Hard Solo. And we're working our way through
lemon favorite beverages.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wow. Yeah. My palate has matured over the years because that's not as impressive as I thought it would be.
It's just a bit plain.
Yeah, Hard Solo is better. One, it's stronger. Two, it tastes more like the drink. But this is...
That is tart. Mm, that is more tart.
It's just bland.
You know what's strange about the taste compared to Hard Solo? Hard rated, sorry.
So the kids don't drink it.
It tastes more tart and more sweet at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I can definitely see how this is a gateway drink.
Yeah.
To put it nicely.
Oh, nostalgic drinks. I can't wait to bring in a pineapple cruiser.
At our baseball club, cruisers go off, but they're in the guava. Cruisers.
Oh, fucking guava. That's not a flavor.
I was at a place where they had guava cruiser on tap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fancy.
A lot of places are doing the hard rated on tap.
Yeah.
Well, how else would you do it? In a can.
In cans. Yeah. Like Solo.
Like how you buy it. And I was at a bar the other night.
Yes.
Caught up with someone for a drink after work. And they had Pornstar Martinis on tap.
Oh.
Like, no.
I was at a bar.
I didn't have one.
I was at a bar the other week, and we were a number of drinks in. This was the same bar, actually, where I was just buying people jugs of Hard Solo.
Right.
And
so it was pay week.
Yeah. And someone wanted an espresso martini, yep. And they had it on tap. And then our friend was like, no, when they're on tap, they're no good. And the other waitress was on break sitting at the bar having her dinner at the time that they were chatting.
Yep.
And even the waitress turned to our friend and said, they're shit. Don't buy them.
Because they still charge a ridiculous amount.
Well, they still charge cocktail price.
Yeah.
It was in Adelaide, though, so cocktail price is $15 still.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 20.
I brought in a snack, which will definitely not be tart.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This is another collab between Daryl Lee and the Cheesecake Shop.
Some Australian icons.
Mm. So Daryl went into the Cheesecake Shop, said, I'll have a caramel cheesecake, please. And now it's inspired his milk chocolate.
Good on you, Daryl.
And it's Aussie made and it's palm oil free. Oh, and good. It is also not Russian.
And it's got about the same amount of alcohol content as these Ruskies.
And on the picture on the packet of two pieces of chocolate yep. is also a serving suggestion.
Yeah. I would if they were that actual size.
Yeah, and it says how much is a thing. Does it do that stupid thing where it says that 6 pieces is a serving?
Oh, that's better than Cadbury.
But Cadbury do like 4.
Yeah, Cadbury like, thinks 4.
Who is eating 4 pieces of chocolate and then putting the pack away?
Also, Cadbury, if people did eat 4 bits of chocolate...
Oh, this smells good.
If people did eat 4 bits of chocolate and then put the packet away, you would not still be in business.
That's your half a serve.
Thanks. I was going to eat it.
Cheers.
I was going to clink it. Oh, it's a caramel.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Maybe it is tart.
You know what?
Hey, what?
There's actually some cheesecake in there.
Mm.
Well done, Daryl. Daryl has clearly eaten a lot of cheesecakes from the Cheesecake Shop.
Very good. Very good.
So it's a no on the Ruskies.
No, it's a yes on the Ruskies.
And it's a yes on the caramel cheesecake milk chocolate. Mm. I'm not sure it's a yes in combination, though, having just had another sip of Rusky. Mm.
Wait, let me just... There we go. I served it as suggested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, hang on.
No, you need another piece. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Serving suggested.
Oh. All right, brother. I went on about Gather Round last week, and I've got no voice this week.
Just hydrate myself.
So you need to talk about Madam Queen Cowboy Carter.
Lee, it's bloody good. All right.
Of course it is.
My favourite thing has been... people's reactions to it.
Yeah.
My TikTok algorithm is fucked.
Okay, yes.
My TikTok algorithm. Algorithm is...
No, algo. Remember we invented...
Algo, that's right.
Algo.
And I'm an alcoholic, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then is people reacting to Beyonce's songs.
Yep.
Drag Race video clips, netball clips, and done. That's about it.
Okay.
And occasionally something about movies, because I watch movies. Look, it's a very good album. It's different, as people would have suspected from the two albums that were released on Super Bowl Day. Yeah, so the reactions are hilarious. There's people who are just like... This isn't country.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. That's the point.
So, you've said this to me. Beyonce never said it was a country album.
So,
is that correct?
It's country influenced.
Okay.
So, the idea of the inspiration
yep.
behind making this album is when she had a country song on Lemonade. right?
Yeah.
And then she performed at the Country Music Awards with the Chicks, who might have had a previous name at that time.
Okay.
Right? But we're not allowed to call them anymore. Yes. So they're just Chicks.
Yep.
Which is still acceptable, I guess, if you call yourself that. Anyway. Yep. And then people were just like, what the fuck is she doing here?
She shouldn't be here.
She shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. Partially because she's black.
Okay.
Is what some people said. Were like, yeah, anyway, we won't go into that. So she was then like, hang on a minute. Country music was black music.
Yeah.
And you stole that too.
In a lot of pop music was black people's music first.
So that was the point a bit of her last album, Renaissance, was all like electronic music, electronic dance music. That was kind of a lot of black queer artists in the 70s, 80s. And then now she's kind of done the same thing with country music. Country music has roots in black music historically. And then it got whitened over the years.
Yes.
To the point where it's all white now.
Yep.
Except for Beyonce and some other person. Right?
Yes.
So, it was the inspiration behind the album. So, it's somewhat country, but it's also like, oh, here's country, but hip-hop. And it has, like, those kind of mixes in there.
She has become quite good since, you know, her
birth.
Her first album, which was just like, I'm going to do as poppy a poppy album as I can in Dangerously in Love.
Here's my poppy hip-hop-ish. Yep. But not too hip-hop.
Here's my pop album that occasionally features my husband.
Yeah.
And
that's been every album since.
She's done very well at crossing genres, but also combining genres.
Yeah.
And almost being hard to define genre-wise as an artist.
Yeah.
Because similarly to Taylor Swift, we've talked about this, she's sung every genre.
Oh, all four of them. Taylor Swift's done all four genres.
Whereas
pop,
Beyonce,
indie, pop country, and pop rock.
Whereas Beyonce recently has been doing things like doing all four genres on one album.
On one song.
Yeah.
There's pretty much one song that starts with, it's either start of the song or like a little interlude that's just like Linda Martell, who's an old, like, black country artist, I think. And she's just like, genres are a funny thing, aren't they? Like, what do they really mean?
Yep.
And then she just goes, all right, well, in this song, I'm going to sample These Boots Are Made for Walking and Good Vibrations and put some country in there and then put some rock a bit in there and then basically talk about how black people getting killed. It's going to be an upbeat dance number. Woo! It's great. It's a great song.
It's been kind of counted as a country album.
Yes.
By Billboard.
Yeah.
Because Billboard would really struggle if there were not clearly defined genres.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And so she is the first black artist to top the Billboard Hot 100 country charts.
Uh-huh.
And no doubt it's hit the top of the general charts too.
Yeah, so the album's on the top of the Billboard Hot 100, Billboard Hot 200. I don't understand what the difference is, except there's 100 more.
Yes.
There's country chart.
Yep.
There's a dance chart. There's like an Americana roots album chart.
Yeah, well. Okay. But she's beyond just country.
Well, that's what Beyonce is, a genre of her own self.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
She doesn't do genres. She just does Beyonce. She just says, I want to do a song that sounds like this. If you think that's hip country, whatever they're going to call it. This is a new genre that hasn't been done before. Call it what you want. I'm going to make a shitload of money off it.
I'm going to make a revenge version of Jolene.
Yep.
And people are going to hate it, even though Dolly Parton loves it.
Even though Dolly Parton introduces the track.
yeah.
on the album, and then says later on, going, I'd love it.
Yeah.
People are like, ooh, how she butchered it. How do you dare you do that?
Even Miley Cyrus loved it.
Well, Miley Cyrus is on the album as well.
Yeah.
So they have a song together, which is good. And then she does a song with Post Malone, which is good.
But I read as well that, and this is what I think Beyoncé, another thing she's tried to do with this album, is tried to be like, black, country was black.
Yeah.
But it also still is. I'm going to feature these black country artists you've never heard of.
Yeah.
On my album. And now I read something during the week that like there are 10 other black country performers who are now in the Billboard Top 100
yeah.
country
yeah, yeah, yeah.
chart. Because
it's made people go look at them. And then it's made people look even
well,
go...
Well, the Beehive just go, well, if Beyoncé likes them, I have to buy their album.
So that's why we. That's why I've been listening to Willie Nelson all week.
He's not black.
No, but he's country. He's on the okay. album as well.
I'm sure he is. It's... I've obviously heard from you and from other more educated sources. Not more educated than you.
Well, yeah, they probably
more,
are.
More educated than the people that are just like, country can't be black.
Yeah.
People more educated than them, that it's a great album musically as well as genre twisting, as well as championing black people. You know what she did as well? Because this is Dolly Parton, heaps of money over the years she spent on building black neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Beyoncé made, didn't put herself as a writer on Jolene on this
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
just
yeah.
put Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit like Beyoncé being like, on behalf of the black people, thank you for your support, Dolly.
I also think it's a bit of a middle finger of like, so many people are like, ugh, why does it take so many people to write that one song?
Oh, yeah.
So she's just like, you know what? I won't give myself a credit for rewriting the lyrics.
Even though they're good lyrics.
They are. It's a good song.
So you would recommend?
I would recommend.
Is there a favourite track that you have from the album?
My favourite track is Ya Ya.
Okay.
And I'm also partial to a bit of Bodyguard and a bit of all of them.
Okay, good.
Blackbird, the one with Miley's
on
good
there as well. She did a cover of
yeah.
a version of Blackbird. And
Paul McCartney said it was okay, everybody. So no, shut the fuck up.
Paul McCartney said it was more than okay. And this is hilarious, something that I saw during the week. Paul McCartney tweeted saying, this is what the song is about when I wrote it, and it means so much more to be sung actually by a black artist.
Yeah.
Because the song was inspired by civil rights movement in the 60s, particularly, and this is what Paul McCartney himself has said, particularly the black women's suffrage movement.
Yeah.
Trying to get black people and then black women the right to vote and to actually get any rights at all in the 60s in America. So Paul McCartney tweeted that, and I saw someone reply to Paul McCartney saying, it doesn't matter what you say, this is what the people like about the song, and it shouldn't be made into a political thing.
Yeah. My other favourite thing that I've seen is someone's tweet or X or whatever. It was like...
Say tweet.
Isn't it funny that we live in a world where it's not okay for a black woman born in Texas to do country music, but it's okay for Keith Urban to?
Yeah, yeah. And this
nothing
is
against Keith Urban.
One of my favourite genre of tweets that call out bigots is not just the tweet that goes, you're a bigot, not
yeah.
you, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You person online is a bigot.
Yeah.
It goes something like, if you're okay with an Australian with a blonde mop top
yeah.
making country music, but not okay with a black woman from Texas making pop music, maybe your issue isn't location.
Yes.
Like implying that your issue is race.
Yep.
Then, yeah, And that came up without getting too political. That came up because, and I saw another one that was like, if you're okay with Easter Sunday also falling on Eiffel Tower Day, but not okay with it sharing with Trans Day of visibility, maybe your issue isn't date sharing.
Mm.
Maybe you hate trans people, JK.
Yep.
Rolling.
Yep.
Not jokes. Not jokes.
yeah. Look, people have already been like, surely she has to win Album of the Year now. Let's just settle down.
Well, has Taylor released one?
Yeah, she's. It's like maybe the day this episode comes out. I'm a bit scared. So, Beyonce, enjoy your time at the top of the charts because it's not going to last very long. But, Beyonce's doing an album. Ariana's done an album. Taylor's doing an album. Dua Lipa's doing another album. I think Lizzo's doing new music. It's going to be a big year, all right? Look, if you're a male pop person, don't bother. Do not bother releasing any music this year. The pop girlies are dominating, all right? Imagine if Rihanna just came out and released an album. That'd be hella great. That'd be great. Well, apparently Gaga's doing a new album because there'll be a Gaga song on that new Joker 2. They're already giving her an Oscar from the trailer.
Yeah, people mental. Calm down.
It's probably going to get it anyway. But just calm down.
She can act, though.
She's very good.
I've definitely seen worse singer actresses.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name them.
Mariah Carey.
Britney Spears. Kylie Minogue.
Kylie.
We have mentioned Street Fighter on the podcast before. All right, so
10 out of 10.
Okay, but a lot of competition in terms of Album of the Year.
Yeah.
What will be the reaction if she wins Country Album of the Year?
Ooh, who knows, Lee? It'd be great.
Some country guy's going to come out and go, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. What's that guy that married Gwen Stefani? He doesn't like the album.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to let you finish.
You know what, though?
But Casey Musgraves had the... Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of hate in the country genre at the moment.
Mm.
Because I think the country genre... I've got to word this right. Although most of these people hopefully aren't going to be listening to our podcast. Most of the people that like the country genre are the people that are not okay with the social changes that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to
say
it. They vote for Trump. You can say it.
Yeah, okay. They're
not all of them. But Trump supporters love country music.
So
by white people.
We've had, in the last few years, some queer country.
Yeah.
And some country that isn't about farming or trucks or alcoholism.
Yeah.
And now we've got a black woman, not just a black person, a black woman stealing country from these white men who are so hard done by at the moment.
They're pretty tough.
That when they're going to start losing these rights.
I know. All the rights that they have fought so hard to have.
To already have to been be born just, with.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very... if I cared, I would be very interested in what's going on with country music at the moment.
Look, it will be interesting to see what comes up around awards time, but...
Is Beyonce going to do another movie at any point?
Beyonce?
Yeah. She's due for another movie.
I don't give a shit. Just fucking tour and come to Australia.
She did a world tour.
She did a world tour, but she did do Europe. So it wasn't just Justin Timberlake doing a world tour and calling it that because he does one show in Vancouver. All right.
A show in Vancouver and then a show in Rio just because he wants to go to the beach.
Yeah, sure.
Done. Okay, at least she made did she make it to Japan at least?
I don't know.
Because Japan is huge. Like a huge market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to tour. She's had a few albums since she last came to Australia. There's a lot of songs I have to see her sing live.
I want to go with you in the hope that she does a couple of Destiny's Child songs and we can stand next to some little girlies again who are amazed that you know every words to these songs that they've never heard of before.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like the Do you like Michelle Williams' Uber Eats ad?
Like,
just as an aside,
I get it.
I think it's funny.
It's not great.
I think it's funnier than Andre Agassi's.
But then it's also like she doesn't. Well, yeah. She doesn't look. You know when it has the picture of her, like, 90s. Oh, that was me in Destiny's Child. And then you show him, like, but that doesn't look like the same person.
Yeah. I think the funnier one is that she gets fan mail to the wrong Michelle Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that also goes in with one of my favourite jokes from Abbott Elementary.
Yeah. Oh, so close. Yeah.
That's a real, that was a real joke. You know that?
Mm-mm.
Cheryl Lee Ralph in one chat got the name of someone wrong, thought someone was someone else wrong.
Yeah.
So it got written in as a joke that Cheryl Lee Ralph didn't know was written into the show until the table read.
And there you go, everybody. We've referenced a sitcom.
There you go. You can be happy. I have not watched a new sitcom, actually.
Okay.
I gave up on The New Girl.
Yep, right.
But I haven't found another sitcom.
Okay.
But what I did watch an episode of, if we just want to talk a little bit about TV.
Sure.
Before we wrap this episode up, because yep. It's been 2 weeks and people might be getting withdrawals. Or I might be mucking up our algorithm.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of a show called The Gilded Age.
Oh, I've heard it's good.
It's by the same guy who created and wrote Downton Abbey.
Okay, I thought so.
And I love Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd watch it. I also love Christine Baranski.
Oh, she in it?
She's like the main old woman.
She's Maggie Smith. Okay.
Kind of. So it's set in the 1880s of America.
Uh-huh.
We've moved over to the new land.
Yeah.
And it's new money versus old money.
Downton
Abbey was kind of establishment versus social change.
Okay.
So at the start of Downton Abbey, season one is like the First World War. And then that brought about a lot of social change that means like the aristocracy is being all shaken up.
Okay.
And so the dad of the house is like, but this is the way we do things. And then the daughters, and of course he has daughters, no sons, which is a big aristocracy thing.
Yeah.
The daughters are like, well, things are changing, Dad. And he's like, no, get married. So we have a man to run this house when I die. And then the war happens and then stuff happens. So this is old money versus new money. And Kristen Baranski is old money.
Uh-huh.
And her spinster sister, who is one of the ones from Sex and the City.
Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon.
Is it actually Cynthia Nixon?
Yes, it is. I know Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. I was like, it's not going to be Sarah Jessica Parker. It's not going to be the other one. And the other one's too much of a slut to do it.
Is Cynthia Nixon the one that's not in And Just Like That?
No, that's Samantha. I don't know. I've forgotten her actress name. Cynthia Nixon's a lesbian looking one.
Yes.
I think is actually a lesbian now.
Yes, she's not a lesbian in this show far. She's certainly not in episode one.
What is her name? Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. Sorry. Yes. It's not Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
In The Gilded Age. So it's a good show. It makes me want to have staff.
Oh, God.
I just...
That not, you pay, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not in like a, I'm going to treat them badly and have essentially slaves that
so
I
is
pay.
It post, it's post-Civil War.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 1880.
Yeah.
So there is the woman, Christine Baranski, and her sister. They are old money. And then some new money has built an obscenely large house across the road from them on the corner of Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And the woman of the new money, who is in Ghostbusters, the new ones, she...
Kristen Wiig.
No. She
Melissa
wants...
Melissa McCarthy.
Shut up. She wants to get in with the old money, but the old money doesn't want to get in with her.
Oh, okay.
It's old versus new. And then there are also the children of those people.
Are they going to Romeo and Juliet?
Who are going to be friendy.
Are they going to...
Probably Romeo and Juliet, but one of them's a gay.
Oh.
Closet, of course, because it's 1880.
Thank God.
And then there is also a woman of colour.
Oh, nice.
So as much as Christine Baranski's old money, she has allowed a person of colour to live in her house.
Uh-huh.
She is a northerner. Like, okay. She's from New York. She's not, you know, south old money in 1880.
She's probably a Yankee.
Still wouldn't. But there's going to be that come in it as well.
Okay.
The show is good. It's very well written, but the effects are very TV level visual effects.
Mm.
Of like, we managed to get the frontage of this house still looks the same. Everything else around it is very clearly not currently New York.
Okay. And does it have a rating of something I saw recently on a TV show I watched? Strong injury detail?
No.
Is it rated M because it has strong injury detail?
What does that even mean?
I think it's just like you see... So I don't know if it's like you someone gets shot.
Yeah.
And then you see the wound? I don't really know, to be honest.
Or is it like a Grey's Anatomy where they talk about an injury a lot? They have a high amount of detailed discussion of injury.
Well, in Grey's Anatomy, I think they term it as medical procedures.
Okay, well, rated M for medical procedures. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have strong injury detail.
I'm going to Google.
What did you watch that had strong injury detail in it?
I watched the start of Ripley, which is a new show on Netflix. And
Ripley, which is based off the talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes. Yep. So it's a limited series based off the book.
Yep.
And it's pretty good.
And that had strong injury detail in it.
As far as I know, it's when there is a graphic body injury. So open wounds on the body, broken legs with bones sticking out, etc. And strong injury detail is for when it's more graphic.
Okay. That makes sense. That's something to keep an eye out for, along with depictions. Oh, tobacco.
Tobacco depictions, yeah.
18, the Gilded Age does have tobacco depictions. Just a warning if that is a trigger for you.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. That's all I've really watched this week.
Okay.
Because I've watched, for the podcast, Harry Potter.
Yes.
And the Philosopher's Stone is what we're up to.
What is it?
On To Drink Cinema.
Not me. Not Hermione. You.
Watch that for
He's To going Drink to sacrifice Cinema himself.
If you want to keep up with that. Otherwise, make sure you subscribe to 2 out of 3 Recommend. Hopefully, I sound a bit better next week.
Yeah.
When we are back. But we will see how that goes. Thank you for listening to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. Like and subscribe and tell your friends. And we'll be back next week. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.